Anyways, it's your girls. It's Sierra
and Judy,
and we're Love That For You coming at you with another podcast. This is our 8th podcast.
It technically is our 8th. Technically, our friendiversary was a bonus episode, but yeah,
oh,
it's our 8th. Please don't do that ever again to me.
Love that for you.
Maybe in 10 years.
How is it going to be more acceptable in 10 years? Like, I have a
question. I'll be older and senile by then, so it won't matter.
Okay, so are you anticipating that you're going to become senile in your 40s?
No, but I am dating, like, a 40-year-old, so...
I know. Wasn't he, like, the other day just, like, 40? Did I hear say, like, something about 50? And I was like...
He's always talking about that, and I'm just like, cool. So, if you're so depressed with getting older, like... Hello, let's go.
I feel like then I should put a ring.
Exactly. Let's Beyonce it up in here.
We really should.
Queen Bey.
Okay, Queen Bey. Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Either it's going to be irreplaceable.
You must not know about me. Every time I think about that song, I sing it in the worst whatever possible. And I'm always like... scrunch face, like hands up in the air, like really getting into it. Anyways, if I was standing up, I'd be full on Beyonce mode.
Okay, I have to sidetrack. Okay, we're gonna talk about it. I have to ask. I need to know. The listeners need to know.
Oh no.
What is your all time fave Bey song?
Ooh, I know. Are we going like solo or Destiny's Child?
I think we should go solo. I think there's too much.
Okay. I think it's Sorry from Lemonade. I think it is. I mean.
Gosh, I love, I'm either like Halo or or Formation, because the energy that Queen Bee just serves in that, I'm sorry, it's just so good.
I know, I just like when she's like, I ain't sorry. Hell no. So, that's where I'm at in life.
Well, I mean, we also have, like, Demi Lovato, where she's like, I'm sorry, not sorry. I also love her. I think we
Demi,
need to...
Skyscraper, let's go back to those days.
Yeah. I think we need to have something on the gram for, like, our favorite, like, artists, like...
So, like, every week we should feature a new artist and what song we love the most by them.
I love that for us.
That sounds actually really fun.
I love that.
We can even, make it interactive, too.
I mean, and I know that there's a lot of song, like, artists. I think
everything except for, like, jazz. I mean, I do like jazz. If I'm at, like, jazz club, it's not, like, my go-to thing. And, like, screamo. I can't handle it. Like, if I want a screamo moment, like, I'll go to therapy like a normal person.
Yeah. That's valid. Yeah. Bluegrass is not something I dabble in, but...
I don't dabble in it, but my uncle and my cousin used to play the fiddle and the violin together at, like, Bluegrass Festival, so it was really special, but...
Love that.
Live is... good.
Love that for you. We should do something like that. I'm so down.
Okay.
totally sidetracked. Anyway, can we like jump into our highs and lows for the week? Like, let's fucking get into it.
Let's go. Sierra.
Sierra.
What was your high for the week? Did you just say Sierra? Like,
I'm cueing myself in, okay? Someone's got to...
I cue you in, and before that, you started to cue yourself in. Sierra, tell us about your high. Okay, thanks. I'd love to.
Jesus. Fuck. Okay, well, this week, if anything at this point has said anything, this week has been kind of a crazy week. So, my high for the week that it was Halloween as of Sunday. R.I.P. to my favorite holiday.
I got my tree in the corner over there.
It is Christmas shit all over her apartment. I came in and I was like, this isn't the right place.
I even have my stocking hanging up.
I do have to say, I love how I was greeted then to your apartment, though, by you playing Ashes by Celine Dion. Yes. Because I love Celine Dion, and I can sing that song.
I know.
And so it's a fun time. We're not going to have the listeners hear me sing, though.
Maybe in a Insta story.
I don't know if we can do that.
It's okay. We won't be your face. Just, like, your body.
No one wants to see that either!
Our, like, 28% of male listeners might.
Do you, have you noticed that it's decreased? It's decreased. Another thing that my high for the week was that I finally found my IKEA mirror. Finally, after months.
It's been 84 years.
It's been 84 years. Jesus, it's been so long since I've been trying to find that mirror, and I finally got it at IKEA. I'll add it to the gram. She's real cute. And then also had such a blast last week was so much fun. Like, had so much fun. The Leica event was a quick walk. It was great. A quick walk.
Why is it a quick walk?
Literally, it is one very small room out of all of my FOMC. And it's like, I think we were done in about a half hour. And that's us taking photos of every single piece. Me doing a 4-minute and 30-second video of the entire event. I can be able to save people $15 if they would like to have that, you know, sent to them. But I mean, it's like,
see Sierra for a virtual tour.
DM Sierra for a virtual tour. But yeah, no, it was
maybe more.
No. You may see yourself out, lady. No, it was a really quick walk. We looked at, you know, some other stuff, but there were some other exhibits going on that we were just like, meh.
Was the main room open? The big one?
Yeah.
The science hall?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
I just kept going around going, Rona.
Yeah.
Rona.
I know. It's still the time.
I'm just like, new children that are carriers.
I heard about all these people going to different Halloween parties, and just like, well, I'm glad you're still alive. Like, they're like, oh, it was our first weekend to like party it up and get down like in a hospital bed. Or
I would love to see the COVID spikes for next week.
I know
it's gonna happen. Just because you guys got the vaccine doesn't mean y'all are immune and shit.
It was mostly the people who are not,
which is funny because I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't whoop it up.
Well, you're not.
I'm not
stupid.
A no.
Simply put.
No, I don't do stupid shit.
Well. Not this.
No, not unconscious. I actually have to put a lot of thought in me doing stupid shit. R.I.P. 2020. So many stupid ideas. Go with the flow, she said. Go with the flow.
No.
Never listen to her. She never gives you sound advice. Your high for the week?
My high was that I have a very short work week. My Friday is Thursday morning. Technically, my Friday is tomorrow because I have so many meetings on Thursday that I don't actually think I'm working.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I go on vacation.
What's it like to have PTO? I don't have any as I get migraines. So
I wish I could like double it up. Like, I wish I could be paid on Saturday and Sunday too. And use it all. So. But.
Yeah.
What's your low?
As my high.
Oh my gosh.
It is also my low. My favorite holiday has passed. And now it's this worst holiday.
First of all, Thanksgiving comes first.
You know what? Everyone fucking does not like Thanksgiving.
Black Friday. I need a new TV.
Oh, I need a new TV.
You get a new TV, I'll have your TV.
No, you don't want my TV. She has instant rouge.
What does that mean?
Apparently there's a spot in my TV where it's red.
Awesome.
So she's got rouge.
Mine has a backlight issue. So if you don't have the backlight turned all the way down to 3, it'll make the sound.
Hey, Costco!
Hey, maybe Target. We'll see. We'll hunt out the deals.
We always get... I mean, my family's always gotten ours at Costco because of that bomb-ass return policy.
The return policy is great. Their Black Friday deals might not be. There might be something better somewhere else. Let's give options.
I'm willing to seek options, but I have anxiety.
I understand. We'll have donuts.
2 donuts make it better?
Did you say 2?
No, I said, do they make it better?
No. We'll have much more than 2.
Actually, I'm curious to see. So I know I'm really behind on Giggly, but I just listened to a pod. Did you? You heard it, obviously. The one where you can do like a gratitude diary, and that for some people, for those who have anxiety, can't also be grateful. Like there's some sort of thing like in your brain that can't handle like anxiety and gratitude at the same time. I'll have to maybe play it for you later. I'm curious to see. Maybe we should look at getting gratitude diaries and see.
I have a gratitude diary. It reminds me every morning to write down something I'm grateful for. I haven't done it in a year and a half. Which is about the time of the onset that it really happened.
Oh.
My anxiety, my stress, my...
the woof?
I don't know. This is what happened.
But yeah, now it's Christmas. Everyone jumps over Thanksgiving. Now it's Christmas. Christmas happened before Halloween this year. You know, my favorite store attacked me. Broad daylight.
Home goods.
You did me dirty. I went in before Halloween, and sure enough, Christmas should.
I know, and they, like, put all the clearance and Halloween crap just on, like, 3 shelves in the front of the store. Like, okay, when you're clearance. Done with all the good stuff back there, come get us, I guess. Yeah, I understand. I thought of you.
Thank you. Your Lou for the week?
Well, we are going to give a disclaimer to some of our friends that listen to this podcast before this goes live. So, can you stop it over there? Milo this week was having to decide between 2 jobs. Oh gosh, here it goes.
And the night comes, and it's just as hard as
I should have just made up a low. So yes, I have decided to go a different avenue. So I will be leaving the job Sierra and I were born at.
Born at? You mean our friendship was
yeah.
born there? Maybe not. We weren't actually born there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a very... I've been crying a lot. So, more than usual, and not just in the shower.
I'm an Aquarius. We hold our shit back. Except for in the shower. That's yeah. where my walls come down.
No, I understand. Okay, well, you're the only one who wrote down anything for self-check-in. Notice how I'm just moving past the rest of my low because I think it's good. We're good.
I think mentally this week's just been really rough already. Like, I know we're talking about the moving forward this week. It's just been kind of a rough week. Yesterday, I don't understand what happens with people after a holiday. It's like all of a sudden, asshole.
Bitchitis.
Bitchitis. Hell.
I understand. No, people are just rude. I had it's the most... Bad. Shut up, Alexa. It's 9:30, if you couldn't tell, so I need to actually change her.
You said her name, she got upset. What can you expect?
I know.
She it's heard funny. Her name, shots were being fired. She.
Yesterday, I had, like, the most... service incidents I've ever had. I had 28 throughout the day, and I ended up getting through like 22 of them. It was insane.
I had someone tell me to that would fuck yes. me and then fuck my whole family. So shots were fired.
And we know where they work, so better be prepared.
I mean, we probably shouldn't say that on the pod.
We're not saying where it is. We're just saying we know.
I just don't understand why people have to be so brave over the phone.
Like, oh, but in person, they'd be
the
like,
person.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, once they get their manager, then they're all peaches and cream. You know what? Fuck you, Karen. We know who you are.
We know.
We know. But, yeah, it's just been kind of a rough week already. I had a headache yesterday, so I worked from home, and I was just like, shots are being fired. I'm being brutally attacked verbally in my own home. It's a fun time. Your favorite, okay, eating places, what you eating?
Well, do you want to talk about what we're talking about this week?
Yeah, I put down dumpling places.
Yeah, you got to announce that.
I asked you if you wanted to, as a group, oh. Collectively, we move into it together.
Oh, it's favorite dumpling places.
Thank you. You can say some shit, too.
Okay. You want to go first?
So...
You do one of yours, I'll do one of mine, then you do another one of yours, since we wrote down four.
Ew. Dumpling places, I have to say Duck House in downtown Portland.
They have 1,500 reviews on Yelp.
Have you been there?
No, I looked it up.
It's so good.
I'm Carmen San Diego. When you write down things, I invest time.
And there's me where I'm like, where's Waldo?
We'd make a great team. First of all, our colors will be on point. Because I'm like a maroon and you're like a bright red.
Yeah.
So like together it's like crimson.
We're just red.
I don't like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Duck House in Portland. Shout out to my friend Kimya who told me about this. We actually went there together. It's so good. They do pan-fried pork buns that are like crispy on the outside but it's yummy and you know just perfect on the inside. Love it. They have green onion scallion pancakes that are just delightful. Sheer delight. But yeah, really great food. Ladies first.
I put down Wei Wei. It is my favorite place in Southeast Portland to get dumplings.
Oh, I think, yeah, you told me about this place. Yeah,
it's like, it's kind of bougie, but not expensive bougie. It's like aesthetically bougie.
Love that.
So, it's really cute.
Go.
It's,
can we go to Duck House?
It's funny because of my second one that I put down, but Wei Wei has some of the best bao I've ever had in my whole life.
I wanted to ask you, do you collectively go searching for businesses with the same name?
I know, it's really funny, and it's funny that they're in different parts of Portland, and that I love them both equally, but for different reasons. Like, Wei Wei has really great bao and, like, steamed pot stickers. They actually steam cream puffs there, which sounds really weird, but it's so good. It's like a pot sticker filled with cream cheese and real crab.
If a man wants to take me there and buy me dumplings, I'll never say no.
Yeah, it's really great.
We'll have to go there. Something a little bit more local on the not in fuckery Portland. I love Portland, but just with the shit going down, I like to stay away from Portland.
Yeah.
Also, fuck Portland, like parking in general, because I'm sorry, I don't like street parking. I really can't stand it. I'm always anxious that there's going to be a drunk driver and I'm going to be a casualty of someone sidesweeping my car.
Well, you could park it a lot for like $12 an hour.
And that is where... What else do you want, my firstborn child? I'll give it to you. What do you want? What?
I know.
I actually had someone ask me as I was trying to get them verified, they're like, do you want my firstborn child? Nope, you can keep them.
I would, so I don't have to give birth.
No, he was like 80.
Oh, ew.
His kids were 40.
No,
I'm like, no, thank you. I don't, why are we doing this? Din Ta Fung at Washington Square Mall in
Tigard. I heard
it's
expensive.
You know, it's not that bad, I would have to say, for me. I will spend a fuck a lot on it. It's so good. But for multiple people, it's decently priced. There's only this location in Oregon and then the other locations in Seattle. The reason why they chose Washington.
Is the one in Seattle also in a mall?
No.
Oh, that's really odd.
No, I think it's really funny. I'm like, first of all, you come to Oregon and choose a mall. I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah, at least it was a classier mall.
No, this place is so good. Their black sesame bao desserts.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
It's like just warm toasted peanut butter. It's just so delightful. Mm-hmm. I just, and those green beans. I don't know what they put in those green beans. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to them. They're so good.
Yeah.
Tell me yours.
Bao Bao in North Portland.
Way, way, Bao Bao.
Yeah, which is funny because I like Bao Bao for its dumplings versus its bao. So it's kind of interesting, but
there's some irony put in there.
There is. They have the best. It's like, I don't know if they smoke it or if they dip it in gold or if somebody blesses it from a high priest on a mountain. But they have the best barbecue pork I've ever had in my whole life. And I usually hate barbecue pork because it's usually so dry or it has a weird rind around the edge or there's something wrong with it. But whatever they're doing at Bao Bao, like,
I just, all I can see is you going up to a mountain and you're like, "High Priestess, bless this pork."
No, the restaurant is doing that.
I know, but I just can't stop envisioning you. It's perfect.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do for some good pork.
Bless thy food. we need to have a dumpling night. Can we have a dumpling night soon?
Yeah, I think that would actually be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe your boyfriend can attend.
We'll see.
He's not a listener, so I mean, he'll never know until we invite him.
I think that maybe I've mentioned and told him that he needs to listen so many times that it's like reverse psychology.
And maybe you need to stop telling him. Maybe you start telling him to and not just, like, listen.
Send him the link. Maybe I just turn it on and then run out of the car.
Maybe you need to tell him that you don't want to get married also. And then maybe some reverse psychology will work there.
Well, it's what's happening now, so maybe.
It's a fun time.
So, I mean, I don't care because he doesn't listen, but, so yesterday we were bowling, and his sister was all like, "Wouldn't that be so magical if, like, this weekend he proposed to you?" And I was like, that would be cute.
You should talk to your brother.
I know. I know. But then she was like, "Well, he's probably going back and forth and thinking and thinking and thinking," and I'm like, "You're thinking!"
Gotcha. So, we should probably work on that. Can we just, okay, all together, can we just manifest, like, the proposal for Judy?
Do you think manifesting works?
You know,
I know we talk a lot about it, and I know that, you know, when you really want something and you think about something long enough and you take those actions to move forward and get that, but then, like, is that you manifesting it, or is that just you, like, going out and saying, "Yeah, I want this, like, I'm gonna go do it"?
You know, I don't know. I feel like I do a really great job at chasing my dreams. My dreams is actually going to take a nap. And if I can chase those dreams, especially when it comes to food, when I want that, when I dream of having a taco but and I go out and I get a taco. But is manifesting
different?
I don't know.
Because, like, if you're manifesting something and you're, like, building it up inside of you and you're, like, saying this is going to be you, you're going to go out, you're going to do this, get this, whatever, then isn't that just, like,
I don't know. I read a lot of, like, self-help books that are like, if you manifest it into an existence, it'll happen. And I'm like, bullshit. Okay, where is that? Okay, so
can we get on...
I've been asked...
like, sit down in a circle and, like, manifest that shit?
Cause... I mean, like, I've been trying to manifest that Tom Ellis should be my boyfriend, yet he's married. So I feel like there's some things that are not working for me.
Yeah, but have you truly been manifesting it?
Trust me, girl. I think about it all the time. But yeah. Let's see here. All right. Into the flick scene.
Into quad. You know what we should do? I'm going to play around with it this week. But maybe we should find some, like, music. So when we say, "What are you flicking?" we, like...
banana.
Sure. We can some sort of... we can look into fanfares.
No, I don't think we should do fanfic. I mean, but the... No.
What are you flexing?
Well, I do hail from Sherwood Forest. There you go. So, yeah, no. What you flexing?
Go for it. She just made me watch the first episode tonight, and I'm actually pretty hooked. It was so good.
I mean, I love how she's like, she made me watch it. I mean, I'm sorry. I suggested it. I got the
pleasure of watching a suggested show by Sierra. Almost called you Shelby. Don't know where that came from. So sorry.
Hi, this is Shelby working with you.
You sound like a nighttime broadcaster.
Why is it nighttime?
I don't know. And now back to Shelby in the weather center.
Oh, good. At least I'm a weather girl. Shelby the weather girl?
Yeah.
I have some follow-up questions. The British version that I've been obsessed with, it's called Ghosts off of HBO Max. Dude, it's so funny. There is an American version right now that's live. I believe it's on CBS, something like that. Have you seen it? Live. I have. I've seen like an episode or two. It's pretty funny. It's very spot on for the most part. There are some, of course, tweaks.
Who's
because,
in it?
For the American one?
Yeah.
I can get you that info. But it's hilarious. If you guys are interested in a funny, like, comedy, if you're interested in British shows, it's hilarious.
If you haven't watched Miranda, you're missing out on life. So there's that.
What have you done today to make me feel proud?
I got up and brushed my teeth. And then during my break, I took a shower. 2.5 hours into work.
I ate food.
I
did not leave work crying today. So in the American version, I don't know how to say his name.
show me.
This guy. I don't want to butcher it. Please use IMDb to look up the cast.
Yes. Anyways, it's really good.
It's a good mix. So this is the American version. The British version is also very great. There's more seasons of the British version because that one I think came out first. But it's both versions are hilarious. Definitely should give it a watch. It's really funny. Your turn, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know.
I put down Bold Type. The Bold Type, whatever.
The Bold Type. Oh my god, I love the show.
Seriously. It is probably one of my favorite pastime shows. I just love watching it when I have nothing else to watch and I want like a feel-good show. Just because it was for Freeform when it was ABC Family, but then it switched to Freeform.
Yeah.
And it's one of their more, I wouldn't say provocative, but like adult shows for sure.
Yeah.
But it follows these three girls in like the fashion world and magazine world. And it's so good. The things they go through and their lives and everything else. Who's your favorite?
Ah, shit. I don't know. I really don't know. It's so
Sutton.
Hard because there's...
Sutton is mine.
I kind of love Kat.
You are a Kat.
What?
You are.
I'm not a lesbian.
That's... Thank you for pointing that out. I meant just, like, how bold and, like, out she is and how outspoken and what she talks about and what she wants and, like... Even though you might not do that all the time, you definitely have the personality for it.
I don't think I've had anyone ever describe me as that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I think most people hear homeschooled and they're like, oh my god, are you okay? Is this too much social interaction for you? Like, fuck you.
Raise your hand.
Yeah, so you're Sutton?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, like, I have this ambition and dream and I don't go after it.
Oh, maybe not necessarily that.
Talk myself out of reasons why I should. It's what I do now.
Yeah, I feel that. I do that a lot.
Right. Also, she has this great thing going with Richard, and I feel like sometimes she self-sabotages herself.
Girl, we all do. That's me
raising up my hand from the back of the room.
For the cheap seats.
That's all I could afford.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, what was your second one?
Dollface.
Show. I thought it was going to be about Dolly Parton, but that's fine.
Definitely not about Dolly Parton.
She has a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll watch it, see. We'll see what I think about it. I like your headband, life ass.
Thank you.
Very arousing.
What?
What? No, Dollface has so many really great actors and actresses on there. It has Brenda Song. It has, oh my gosh, Shay Mitchell.
Yeah.
Shay Mitchell.
Yeah, from
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kat Denning.
Oh my gosh, she's on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, oh, Matthew Gray Gubler is also on it, like, for, like, three episodes. Love him. Obsessed with him. So attractive and Criminal Minds as Spencer. Macaulay McCullen.
Oh.
McCullen. Yeah, he was in it for an episode. It's really good, I have to say. Highly recommend. It's a girl who gets dumped after being in a relationship for, like, I think she's like a decade or 5 years or whatever, something like that. And she's having to go back to her, like, single life and her girlfriends that she's lost connection with, because, you know, stuff happens when you're in a relationship, I guess, that long. And she goes on these different journeys that are a little out there, and I love it. Like, she gets on a bus and a woman's like half cat, half woman, and I think it's like delusional stuff, but it's hilarious and I love it. We should watch it. But yeah, highly recommend. There's gonna be a second season that they've released, so I haven't, or they're recording it now. I don't know when it's set to release, but you can find it on Hulu. So good. Oh, don't start that shit. That attitude can take itself out.
I would like it to be, for the record, that Sierra started yawning.
No.
Like 45 minutes ago.
So. Okay, well, now I'm glad it kicked in.
I'm just saying, I'm getting to a point in my life where I really like sleeping.
I've already been there. Join the club. Your last one?
I put down Sabrina the Teenage Witch because it's a classic for me, honestly. I'm making John watch it with me because he's never seen it. I'm also having him watch Mindy Project with me, which he actually loves and laughs at. So I think it's a win.
I love how domestic he is now. Yeah. Like, he's just...
yeah, he's doing great. You know,
I love that for you.
I was listening to our girls today, and Paige was talking about how her and Craig, how men are like, boyfriends are like babies, and you just have to take care of them and love them, and you just think they're really hot babies. I was so weirded out by that comment.
So he's a hot baby that you want to fuck? Like,
I guess.
At what point does Child Protective Services get involved?
She also, a few weeks ago, compared her boyfriend to, like, an animal, a pet that you just love so much, and, but you just have to train it.
Remember when Megan Fox called MGK a meerkat in
the interview? I can't even. If you guys didn't watch that interview, I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
It's so good. Sierra made me watch it, and
again, with the maid.
I watched it again yesterday in my free time. So
I would like to have something stated. A lot of people in my life say that I make them do things.
Okay.
However, I influence.
No. She made me do it, but I am better for it.
It sounds like I put a gun to your head and was like, watch.
Sierra encouraged me to live my best life,
Thank you.
I am starting to do that.
All I can ask. I'm an influencer.
I'm an influencer. She is blowing this way out of proportion.
No, because I have other people in my life who have also said, too, Sierra makes. And I'm like, no, Sierra not make. Sierra not make do anything. Oh, I suggest something that might work for you.
No, I understand. But anyways, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So good.
So good. Harvey Kinkle and Sabrina.
Love that.
I love that they even continued it through her college show and yeah, all of that. Like, it was still a big presence in her life, so.
Yeah. Cutesies. Oh, can I also just throw out Boy Meets World?
Don't even get me started. I have the whole collection on CD.
And the fact that Girl Meets World also carries the main characters in it, too, for the most part. I think it, like, has it pretty much.
Yeah, everywhere. Ben Savage. How dare you? You don't even know his name.
No.
And Danielle something.
I haven't seen Girl Meets World. I just have heard about it.
I'm a little bit more turned off by it now that the whole Sabrina Carpenter thing went down, because Olivia Rodrigo deserves the world, and Sabrina Carpenter,
I feel like we need some tea on that one. I don't know. I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Oh, it was me and someone else who was talking about it, but basically when the song Driver's License, I'll tell you about it later off the pod.
Did you think that you had that conversation with me though?
I did not think I had the conversation with you. I just don't want to talk about it right now.
Fine.
But, so when the song Driver's License came out, I'll give you the short version. When the song Driver's License came out, it was about that stupid guy she was dating on High School Musical, the live version on Disney Plus, but they weren't allowed to talk about it because she was still underage and he was not. So they were secretly dating.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, she wrote that song. I know. So then he broke up with her, and the song Traitor kind of goes into why and how. So, like, he was talking to Sabrina for, like, 2 weeks. And then he broke up with her. So technically it wasn't cheating, but he's still a traitor. So then she wrote Driver's License, right? So Sabrina got mad, thought it was about her, which it was. Olivia was calling it as, you know, whatever. So Sabrina literally writes a song about the whole thing called, shoot, it's so catchy too. I hate it. I don't know. I'll play it for you later. But it was crazy. It was some serious TV Sween songs. And then he came out as gay. So, like,
everyone's a winner.
It was a really, yeah, it was a fun time. But ever since that whole thing, I'm just like, plus it was kind of cheesy anyways, Boy Meets World. I mean, Girl Meets World. But it was nice that it still had Topanga and Corey.
Yeah. And Sean. Yeah. All right, things that we're doing with our bodies.
We fit. I plugged it in. I turned it on. It's in black and white. I can't fix it. I don't know how, but it still works.
And then you turned it off.
Well, my you can see it over there, but my remotes are charging. I need to talk to my mother about the charging dock, because it only charges one at a time. So I don't know what's going on. But anyways, so I used my We Fit. Which, of course, told me I was very overweight. And then I turned it off. Because I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
You were like, we're trying to manifest positive energy. You can see yourself out.
Well, so I'm going on vacation. And then on Monday, I'm starting a detox for 14 days. So I'm, like, trying to eat solid foods and my favorite things right now. Because I won't be able to. And I'm just really depressed about it. But I know it'll be good for me.
So this is the first that I'm hearing about it, and we may not be podcasting for a while.
Do you think I'll be angry? Yeah. I'll have carrots and celery, don't worry.
That won't be enough to tame the beast. When she gets hangry.
I'll be on day 2 by the time we hang out, so it'll be fine.
Goodbye. we will start learning how to do Zoom meetings quickly.
And Judy's just throwing pots and pans around. I can't do this life anymore.
I'll call John. Pin it down. We need to get food in there now.
No, whatever. He doesn't even know about it, so it's fine.
Oh, good. Homeboy is going to be blindsided, too.
Surprise! Judy hasn't eaten.
It's fine. No, I'll. It's just a different type of... A lot of it will be, like, blended stuff and smoothies and juices and all the nutrients my body needs but doesn't want.
Like chicken nuggets.
That's a want. I can blend it. Then it's fine, right?
Oh my god.
Because everyone goes out of their way to get a blended chicken.
Right. Nuggets. No, I'll talk about it after and like how it felt and everything. I'll tell you who it was by and stuff. But like the person who it came from, I was like watching her Facebook story the other day and she's like, I was really hungry and I was going to order $70 in Taco Bell, but then I had 17 almonds and I'm fine.
Okay, I want to know how many almonds would it take to cure the missing part of you? Like,
I do like almonds a lot, but I don't know if 17 almonds is going to help me versus $70.
Let's be honest.
Although, how does one spend $70 at Taco Bell?
By ordering the whole menu.
I want one of everything. What did you say?
One of everything.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what was your second one?
I mean, mine...
I'm pretty excited for it. And not your second one, I mean your first one.
Yeah, mine. I want a new tattoo.
Do you want to get best friend tattoos?
Yeah.
I already said we should.
I know, we talked about that. I know.
I know. We need to come up with what we want.
I know. My friend Anna wants to get a tattoo, so maybe we can all go together.
Okay.
I love it. But yeah, no, definitely I'm needing some new ink. I'm needing something. I need something to feel edgy. I'm feeling edgy-less.
I would need to think about where I want to put it. Whatever we get. I'm thinking maybe like on the inner of my hand.
You know what's funny is Anna, my friend, love her. I probably should ask if she wants me to say her name on a lot on the pod, but
it's
anyway.
Okay. She'll probably be honored.
I love her. She was looking at getting her kitty cat's name on her wrist. And I was like, you just gotta be careful.
That's cute though.
My little niece is shy. It's C. Oh, I'm totally gonna butcher this. I'm so sorry. It's CHI.
Okay.
I feel like I'm missing something there. No. Shy. But yeah, Shy is super cute. And so it's Shy and Hannah are my nieces. And then Munch is my adopted nephew who's grumpy.
Like Judy.
No. No, we have not gotten we're still getting to know each other. He'll love his auntie soon enough.
Soon.
Soon, child. I'll bring you treats. But no, she was thinking about, you just have to be careful of where you're getting it on your wrist so that if it bends and stuff like that, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
But I just want a new tattoo. I just want something. I miss the thrill.
You can get
of...
one right on your face. Just like right. You could put like a star. And then we could call you Starface.
No, but I think that would be a really funny Halloween costume for next year.
Ooh, Starface. That would be really fun. Oh my gosh, you know what I just decided that I'm going to do for Halloween next year? You know, like in Mario, when you jump up.
Luigi?
No. Like Super Nintendo?
Mario Did you say Luigi? Stupid Nintendo?
Super
I
Nintendo.
Heard stupor.
No. When you like hit the things and the stars come up, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to get a giant yellow star costume with the two eyes. I'm going to be a Mario star.
Love that.
And John can be a mushroom.
I have so many questions.
Or Bowser.
I have so many questions.
We don't need to ask them here. We'll ask them in the privacy of our home.
You saw the TikTok that I sent you, right? Of the guy and the girl who were...
Yes, I showed it to John, and he was just like,
No.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to share it with the gram. But and we're on TikTok. So we can share things there. But no, it was a couple that was a outlets, an electrical outlet.
She was the outlet.
No, she was the outlet.
He was the plug, she was the outlet. And they like played this song and he like put it in her and then she he put her plug inside her and she lit up. I'm sorry when you're describing it. When you're describing it on the podcast, it's a little difficult.
Salami, we probably really shouldn't be describing these things over the.
It's so funny.
Oh
my goodness.
No. But yeah, no. New tattoo is an Ulta. Something new, something fresh. Ulta.
I put hiking question mark because, like, I'd like to go hiking more, obviously, but it's becoming winter, so, like, this would be the perfect time to get a Peloton. So if anyone wants to get me a Peloton for Christmas, I have garage space that I can use. That'll be perfect. So, if you guys just all want to collectively get together and get me a Peloton, I would love that. Just mostly for Cody, but I don't want to just put that out there, so.
And I also put there, next to your hiking, I said, never. I don't hike. Hiking hurts me. I like looking.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want a Peloton. I'm going to manifest me getting a Peloton. I know they're expensive, but they're worth it.
It's for the betterment of our health. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, pet peeves?
You're Sierra? The only... No, you... I don't have any.
I know. I put down, why is healthy food more expensive than unhealthy food? What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, let's talk about organic shit.
I am really pleased that there is a market, a basic market, down in Hillsville because I love that place. And they used to do, like, cooking classes and everything else free to the community before COVID. I don't know if they're doing them now. And you could do, like, couples cooking. It was really cute. They're not super expensive, and everything in there is, like, fresh and from Portland and all of these things. But it is so much easier to go and buy a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese than it is to grab, like, organic noodles and... cheese and all of these things and make it yourself, and that sucks. Yeah. So that's just been a huge pet peeve of mine for a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's I would actually like to go check a cooking class. That'd be kind of fun.
I'll see if they're doing them.
I don't understand why organic is so super stupid expensive.
Well, and it's like, I even thought about doing Fit Foods, right?
Yeah.
And they're not super expensive, but they're still, like, I mean, are you using 100% organic things? Are you doing all these things?
Are you going to the highest of priestesses?
I know. Are you blessing your food? I don't think so. No. Okay. But then they, like, offer coaching and everything at Fit Foods, but it's extra. So, it's weird.
I know it's not a pet peeve. But can we just give a shout out to Trader Joe's and the fact that there's one close to where you are?
Okay, yes, I did discover that today. What was it? There's something that I wanted to get at Trader Joe's. I can't remember what it was.
Say it on the pod and you'll never forget.
I can't think about it for the pod.
Real shame.
I'll probably think about it like halfway through our next thing and I'll be like, ha-ha!
That happens to me so much.
I know.
I'm literally like, son of a bitch, that was like 3 months ago.
I don't know that I've ever had one that long. All right. Ooh.
Famous people drama.
There you go. That's our intro.
Yeah, surprise. You want to jump into it? Because I only have one.
I'll jump in. So it was talked about earlier today too, and I'm like, obviously it's a thing, but Kim K and Pete Davidson were spotted holding hands.
Pete Davidson is who?
The guy from Saturday Night Live, he was dating Ariana Grande once. They were engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that Ariana was with when Mac Miller died, and then...
Yeah. Yeah, that was a sad time. It's a weird combo, the two of them.
You know, maybe she's just really jealous of her sister and the fact that she's got a very tattooed bow that, you know, she was like...
Maybe she just wants to piss off Kanye. Or what's his new name?
Something? I know it's got two letters.
He changed his name, so she's like, fine, I'm gonna date Pete.
He's got more letters in his name than you do.
All I have to say is they're poor children. Like, it's fine. Anyways, that has been, like, the hot Hollywood gossip because it seems so weird.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Actually, I'll say my second one, too, and then you can do yours because you're going to talk about it for a long time. I have a feeling.
Rude.
No, not rude. Just true. Rude. Okay. Is his name Zayn?
Mm-hmm.
Zayn from One Direction. Nice, friendly guy, so we thought. He's dating Gigi, right?
I think they broke up.
Okay, no, 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 but they were dating.
I think so. Okay. I don't pay attention.
I don't know much about them, but they were together for quite a while. It was like a serious thing. But anyways, Gigi's mom actually came out and said that Zayn hit her. They got in like an altercation and Zayn hit her. So this is like Chris Brown and Rihanna all over again.
Oh, famous people.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's pretty crazy.
I want more info.
Well, I don't have it for you. That's just... There's so many allegations and so many things, like, still forming and starting with that, that it's... It's too new to talk about.
Too new.
All right, what's yours?
Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek has announced that they're going to be picking up on HBO Max a cooking show competition thing that's called The Big Brunch. That's supposed to release next year for 2022. And I'm about it. He's going to be creating it and hosting it. So you know there's going to be some cute Dan Levy little quips and everything. It's going to be great.
I love that it's brunch. I love brunch.
Right?
I would love to be a judge on that show. And have a mimosa and just be hanging out.
I think that when that show comes out, we have to have brunch.
So we'll have brunch and watch it?
Yeah.
The Big Brunch?
The Big Brunch.
Or we could just reach out to Dan.
Let's hit him up!
And let him know that...
I love him.
We are influencers. And...
We're looking to be on...
We love brunch. And we love mimosas.
Mimosas.
And we love him.
God. I love it. I'm obsessed with this.
I'm Alexis.
You're Alexis?
Yeah.
I'm definitely David.
I know. Do you want to do your favorite line?
I have never heard so many wrong things said one after the other consecutively in a row. I love him. I think that
it's pretty great.
Eat glass. That's probably one of my favorite quotes.
I know.
I want a sweatshirt that says eat glass.
Yeah. Next year I'll be Alexis and
you'll be
David.
You've got my color palette, so I'm fine with it.
John can be Stevie.
Roland.
I don't think he would be so insulted.
He could be Johnny then. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
But John dressed up as Roland dead. Classic, iconic. Love that.
Love that.
Love that for him.
Love that. Well, that's all of the things.
I think we've covered everything we wanted to talk about this pod.
Today.
For now.
And in a couple of hours, I'll remember about the Trader Joe's thing.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
It will be a fun time.
It will.
I guess.
Sure.
Well.
Well.
Until then.
Ta-ta.
For now.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on another episode. We appreciate you guys so incredibly much. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.